This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Brat Shop. Please be sure and check out our website at cityofcs.com and find out all about our preferred providers. These are people that have been vetted and you can count on them. Today, I'm going to talk about mortgages. Well, I am not the expert in mortgages, but I got some folks in the studio with me today that are experts. I just help people that want to have a mortgage, that want to buy a home, or that have a mortgage and they want to sell their home. But, you know, I have to tell you, when I have a new home buyer, the things that they've heard about mortgages are just kind of really weird. So I just want to kind of clear the air here, get the experts on the show, and we'll talk about mortgages and how you can buy a home. So anyways, I have Ryan Herbig and I have Bruce Simmons, and they're both with American Liberty Mortgage. And Ryan, you're with the Colorado Springs office, right?
Yes, we're in Colorado Springs.
Yes, and Bruce, you're in the Denver region.
That's right, yes.
So you both have your own specialties. So Ryan, let's talk about a mortgage. First of all, how does a person apply for a mortgage? Let's just get really basic.
Okay. They can do it online. They can call us. They can go on our website and apply. So typically, or we can meet in person. So it really just depends on their preferred method of going through the process. Typically, a phone qualification is going to be usually the quickest because we do it every day. We know what questions ask. We can fill out the form a little quicker. But some people prefer to meet in person and some people prefer to fill out their own application online. So really, it's a personal preference thing.
And so at that point, then you're pulling credit?
Once we get their permission, then yes, we pull a credit report and then we put everything together to see if we can qualify them.
Okay, when you pull the credit, where are you pulling the credit from? Because there's, you know, a couple different credit agencies. Is there one that you go to that has the average for all of them?
No, that's a good question. So we pull through the three major bureaus, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax.
Oh, you do all of them?
Yes. So we pull what we call a tri-merge credit report, and we use the middle of the three scores for qualification purposes.
Oh, wow.
Throughout the high and the low. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know sometimes you find discrepancies. This is down the road when you tell a person, well, you've got this and this and this on your credit report, and they're saying, that's not mine.
Yeah, that's correct. So yeah. We'll go through it. We'll explain to them their scores, what's on their credit report. And then if there's a few trade lines, what we call them, on there that are in question, we can discuss that with the client and then let them know resolution for that if it's reporting inaccurately, because a lot of credit reports do have many inaccuracies on them.
Yeah, I've heard of that before from several people.
Yeah.
They find bogus things on there, and then it's just another burden, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people have even taken out credit cards in other people's names and used their social security numbers, and they have no clue.
Correct.
Family members are known for doing that.
Yes, with their children.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it's really important that people check their credit report. Also, if you have a loved one that has passed away and you are you have access to their social security number, you can call the credit agencies, have a discussion with them to freeze the deceased person's credit.
Correct. That would be a good idea because you can do it permanently.
Right, because that happened. My father. Yeah. I just decided just to inquire a little bit. And they said, well, we've got this, this, and this. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, he's been gone for a while. So, yeah, that's very important also. So, okay. So they've applied with you. Now there's a decision factor of what programs are out there for them.
Correct.
How do they meet these programs criteria? And how do you choose? What type of loan are they going to use?
Well, there's many factors involved. Credit score is one of them. Also, how much down payment do they have? Those are probably the two most important factors.
Mm-hmm.
Number three would probably be employment history. Certain programs have a little more leniency on employment history than others. So we just kind of have to look at the whole scope and see which program is best. If borrowers can fit into any program, then we usually lean towards putting them into a conventional loan if they're not eligible for a VA loan. So it's just there's many different factors involved.
Typically, how much do they have to put down with a conventional loan?
You can do as little as 3% down with a conventional loan.
Okay.
If you fit into a program, it does have income limits. Typically, the minimum down payment is 5%.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's 20% to do conventional, but you don't have to put down 20%.
Yeah, I had a guy tell me it was 30%. I said, you mean 3%? You got a deal with 3%? And he goes, no, 30. And I go, that's pretty stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you don't have to have that much of a down payment, not really. And then you have other first-time home buyer programs, right?
Correct. Yeah, there's a couple of those. There's CHAF is one of them. They're out of Denver, but they're a statewide program. They do a grant. It does come with higher interest rates and higher fees. So I always warn people of that, but they call it a grant, but that's where they make up their money. There's also Colorado Housing Assistance Corporation. That's who we like to use if we can. They actually lend the down payment money and you repay it, but it comes with lower interest rates and lower fees.
Okay. So what about mortgage insurance then?
If you don't put down 20%, then you pay mortgage insurance. So some people call it PMI. That's private mortgage insurance is for conventional loans. So you have many different private insurers out there and you go out and run quotes and it's all based on your credit score and how much money you put down, obviously less than 20%.
Okay.
So we literally go in and run a quote. There's a factor involved and that's the factor charged. Kind of similar to homeowners insurance or auto insurance, just running quotes with different companies.
Okay. So what about, so that's what conventional. Now FHA, do you have to have mortgage insurance also?
You do. You have to have mortgage insurance for FHA. That is a fixed factor for no matter what your credit score is. It's 0.85% of your loan amount per year divided by 12. And that is fixed and it does not ever go away for the life of the loan.
But it does with conventional.
It does go away with conventional once you have 20% equity.
Okay. And then VA?
VA does not have monthly private mortgage insurance, but they do have a funding fee.
Ooh, let's talk about that funding fee.
Okay. Yeah, real quick. The VA funding fee is, it's dependent on if it's your first time use or a subsequent use. So if you don't put any money down, the first time use is 2.6% of your loan amount financed. And if you use a subsequent, it's actually 3.6% of the loan amount. So it's
actually higher than mortgage insurance?
Well, that's an upfront fee.
Okay, so
but
you're rolling
you don't
that
pay
into the loan.
Monthly, correct. You it's added onto the principal the balance of the loan.
Okay.
Correct.
So when you roll it into the principal balance of the loan, then does the appraisal have to be higher than the listing price?
No, it's based on the base loan amount before the funding fee is added.
Okay. Okay. So it doesn't really matter about the appraisal then. It's just going to be added on top of it no matter what.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The loan to value is based on the appraised value and purchase price of the home. The funding fee is added on to the principal balance of the loan, but it's not calculated in the loan to value.
Okay. So does that ever go away?
The funding fee?
Yeah.
No. No, okay. No. They pay it. So if you borrow $200,000 and your funding fee is 2.6%, it would be $7,200. That's added on to the principal balance of your loan, and that's repaid over the typically 30-year term of the loan.
Got it. How many times can a person refi using a VA?
You can do a VA streamline refinance, and the funding fee for a streamline is only 0.5%. So it's a lot less cumbersome. It's a lot less money to do that.
And what does streamlining mean?
Basically, taking your current loan and lowering the rate and getting a new loan. It's almost literally that simple.
And you're not taking any money out.
Yes, you cannot have any cash out. I think they allow up to $250 cash out.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's literally you're just taking your current loan, lowering the rate, and refinancing it into a new loan at a lower interest rate.
Okay, gotcha. No, that's a lot to take in.
It is.
But it's good to know that there's first-time home buyer programs.
Yes.
The problem is that we don't have very much inventory.
No.
Very little. And the average price of a home here now is, I hear, it's $375.
Yes, and four years ago, I think it was $250,
yes,
$260.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it, Bruce? What's going on in Denver? It's much higher there.
Yeah, Denver, I think the average or the medium home price is somewhere around $500,000.
Oh, boy.
But it's the market has actually stabilized is what we're calling it there. It's not a normal market yet. It's still a seller's market, just not as big of a set. You're not getting multiple offers above the purchase price most of the time.
Oh, okay.
It might happen every now and again, but I don't think it happens that much.
Okay. Well, it still happens here. Multiple offers over and above asking. And we can talk about that here shortly because I do want to talk to my listeners about making an offer over and above listing because there's some things that some people don't understand about that. But as you know, Bruce, there's a lot of things that are misconceptions that are out there about, you know, when people do make offers over and above. But yeah, here in Colorado Springs, people are still, it depends upon the price of the home. If you're a $1 million home, you're probably not going to get multiple offers, but most definitely up to $300,000, maybe even $350,000.
And I think that happens in Denver. I just don't know exactly how much.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break and hear from our fantastic sponsors. When we come back, we're going to learn more about mortgages and what you need to know about making an offer over and above the listing price. There's a couple things I want you to know about that. So please come on back, listen and learn. If you got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Go to our website, cityofcs.com. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I'm your host, and I'm your realtor. And I've got Bruce Simmons. He is in the Denver region for American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig, American Liberty Mortgage here in the Colorado Springs area. And we've been talking about mortgages. So Bruce had mentioned a little bit about, you know, what's happening in the Denver region, and people, it's not real common right now for people to make offers over and above the listing price. And I said, there's one thing I want my listeners to know about that. If you're making an offer on a home, and it's a hot home and there's multiple offers, do you make an offer over and above? Yes, you can. But the thing is that you need to make sure that your realtor understands how to write that offer. Because let's just say the house is listed for $300,000 and you're offering $310,000. If the appraisal comes in at $300,000, are you going to bring $10,000 to closing? That's really important, okay? And it all depends on how your realtor writes that offer. But I'll just leave you hanging there and you can think about that, because I like to be your realtor and I can educate you on that. But if you already have a realtor, you need to talk to them about that, because I don't want you to lose on a home. Some people do anyways, because there's a lot of cash buyers out there. There certainly was last year. A little bit less I'm seeing this year, but they're still out there. But you still have to have a realtor that writes a really good offer, a very strong offer. But you don't want to be in a position where you're paying more for the house than the value. Maybe you want to. If you want to, then that has to be reflected on the offer itself. So we can go back into talking about mortgages, what's going on in the market and all that good stuff. So Ryan, you're still seeing a lot of activity with buyers here.
Yeah. We have a lot of people that are pre-qualifying to buy a home. But yeah, with inventory so low,
it is.
It's really hard to find a home in Colorado Springs. It's extremely difficult. People are putting in 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 offers before they actually get a house.
Which is really sad. And if you see a home on the market below $300,000, that's shocking. It's just not happening too often. Of course, it depends on your criteria. How many square feet do you want? But numbers of bedrooms, bathrooms, that sort of thing. But there's some people that are going down to the Pueblo region now and buying, because the affordability here in Colorado Springs has just, it's just shot up. And most definitely in Denver, Bruce, right? I mean, if average price, you said, is that $500,000?
I think that's what
right
it is.
Around
I
there.
I do mortgages.
Right. I won't hold you to that. But I mean, we've always known that it's much higher in the Denver region mm-hmm. than it is down here. That's why a lot of buyers from the Denver region come down to Colorado
exactly.
Springs.
And they're driving the price
and
up.
And they are. And unfortunately, they're having to put a lot of mileage on their cars, unless they work from home. But that's what's going on. And Castle Rock is still very pricey also. Mm-hmm. Parker is very pricey. I mean, the entire area is. And you can't really escape from it. So does it make more sense than to buy than to rent? Is that still the scenario, Ryan?
Yes, absolutely. Especially because interest rates are at the lowest levels they've ever been right now.
Right.
So it's a lot more affordable to buy a home.
It's so funny, because I was at a store and they keep record of your purchases so you can get points. And she happened to see my email address and she looked at me and she goes, I know who you are. And I go, you do? She goes, yeah. She goes, you got that radio show, blah, blah, blah. She goes, we need a realtor. I said, I'm your girl. And she goes, okay. She says, because we're renting an apartment right now. She goes, our lease isn't up until June. They're paying $1,800 a month for a one bathroom and a one bedroom. $1,800 a month. Right. And
that is absolutely crazy.
Right. And her husband's in the military. And they're like, we don't want to pay this anymore. We want something to show for it. So we don't want to pay the $1,800 a month. I was surprised, but I wasn't totally shocked. But I thought for $1,800, maybe you'd get two bedrooms. But you know, she says she's in a one bedroom. Now, you do have to take in consideration that a lot of these places, not that I asked her about this, but a lot of these new apartment complexes, they have swimming pools, they have workout gyms, that sort of thing. And those are amenities that, you know, if they belong to a gym, they don't have to have anymore because they have it there at their apartment complex. But, you know, I mean, it's shocking. $1,800 a month. That's more than a lot of people's mortgages, their monthly mortgages.
It's way more than their mortgages. And I think the average rents here are $1,500 to $2,000 now. I mean, it's
went up.
And you can get a decent home for that kind of payment.
Right. But again, you know, and I think a lot of it might have to do, too, with generations. Because I think the younger generations, they like to have that swimming pool. They like to have that gym, you know, that those type of amenities where people say, like, my age, they just want some peace and quiet. So, you know, we really don't want to be in an apartment. So, yeah, I think it just depends. Of course, area's got a lot to do with it, too.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
part of town.
All right. I have a client who just got a job with a big company that's up north of town, and he was living south of town. And so he moved up north because, like, the cost of wear and tear on your vehicle, the insurance, gas, and all that, he didn't want to have it. Not only that, hasn't the traffic increased? As you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's increased significantly here. I mean, they're widening all over the place, and our roads are not in great condition.
No, they're not.
Town.
Potholes, right?
Mm-hmm. That's another radio show.
Right.
But it's unbelievable how our town has grown in the last 5 years. And I think, I guess Broadmoor set aside, kind of the farther north you go, the more expensive you're getting in general in Colorado Springs.
So that, yeah. And a lot of people want to move up north because that's where a lot of the new companies are. We have a lot of engineering companies in town, and that's where they're located. You know, if not on base, then that's where they are, you know, typically up in the northern region. And people want to live close to where they work. They just do. Now, I would say maybe 10 years ago, it wasn't that much of a big deal because we didn't have the traffic like we have now. Now, from where I live to where the office is, it takes me at least 35 minutes, whereas it used to take me 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. Now, if it's in the morning, oh, no. It's going to take me about 45 to 50 minutes. So people, again, they want to live close to where they work, and sometimes they're going to pay the price for that.
Correct.
So you're right. We don't have very much inventory. So I just really want to stress to the listeners out there, if you're even contemplating on thinking about selling your home, selling maybe your rentals or whatever, now is a great time to do it. The market is still hot. Interest rates are low, so people can qualify. And haven't you noticed, Ryan, that people are qualifying for more of a dollar, you know, higher dollar home because the interest rates are lower?
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes a big difference,
right?
It makes
a huge difference in buying power. Yeah.
So, and it's just like when people don't get locked into their loans and then they qualified for X amount. This is, I'm talking about during the recession period, and then they didn't get locked in. And then all of a sudden the interest rates went up and then, oh no, now they qualify for less of a home.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. So at what point can a person lock in their loan to guarantee that they're going to get a certain rate?
Well, on a purchase, we've got to have a contract on a home. So we've got to, what we call, identify a property. So if you're putting an offer in on a house, we can't lock a rate until that offer is accepted by a seller and we actually have an executed contract between a buyer and a seller.
Okay.
On a refinance, we can lock, because you already own the home, we can lock, once we take a loan application, we can lock that day.
Okay.
Immediately, basically.
All right. And I know there's no crystal ball when it comes to interest rates. I mean, there just isn't. So if you're refinancing a home and the interest rate is a certain amount on this day, and Ryan, you call them and say, hey, do you want to lock? How do they make that decision? Well, should I lock today or should I lock tomorrow? I mean, should I lock a week from now? I mean, what is it? I mean, is there any factors?
If you're happy with the rate you can get, then lock today.
Okay.
Because could it go lower? Yes, but it
and could
also
it go higher.
Yeah, and what's your risk tolerance? You
right.
Know, some people don't want it. They're more worried about it going up than if they possibly would go down.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. At what point do you think people should refi? Because
Depends on how much you owe.
Is it usually because of the interest rates? Is that why people usually refinance?
Yes. Yeah, lowering your rate, but it also depends on how much you owe, because saving 0.5% on a $400,000 loan, you're saving a lot more than 0.5% on a $100,000 loan.
Okay.
So it really depends on how much you owe, how long you've had your loan. That's really important, because if you've had your loan 10 years, do you want to start a 30-year loan all over again?
So if a person has a mortgage at 5% and they've had it for 10 years, 15 years, does it make sense?
Yeah, because you can go into a 20 or a 15-year loan at a percent and a half lower rate, roughly, depending on, I mean, rates are around that area.
So
you
save
money. So you could still keep your same schedule of paying off your home and lower your rate. So yes, it does. Some people want to go back into a 30, they just want to lower their payment, and that's their choice. But from my vantage point, if you've had your loan for 10 years, and you can go into a 20-year loan and continue to pay off your home at the same pace, I mean, and lower your rate, it makes sense.
Okay. It does make sense. All right. You know what? We still need to talk about refinancing, and we really need to talk about reverse mortgages. And I know people are going to go, what in the world is that? And this is for my listeners that maybe are of my age. You can't see me, can you? Go to cityofcs.com. You'll see a picture of me. And so I am older, and maybe you've got some equity in there. Maybe there's some different changes you're making in your life. And this is really important for people that are making changes in their life.
Oh, yeah. Reverse mortgage is fantastic. That's what the first question I ask people when they call me up with questions about reverse mortgage. What is it you're hoping to accomplish if you move forward with it?
Or even what is it? So we're going to talk about that. Will you guys join me next week? And we'll do another show and talk about refinancing and reverse mortgages.
You bet.
Okay. Contact information. Give us your contact information. Bruce, go ahead.
Okay. For me, it's Bruce Simmons, and I'm up in Denver, and I specialize in reverse mortgages. My phone number is 303-513-2748. That's my cell number. My website is reversemortgageradio.net.
Okay. And Ryan?
My office number is 719-228-6055. My mobile is 719-659-0043. And our website is almsprings.com.
And my listeners out there, if you didn't write all this down, no worry. Just give me a call, 719-641-1357. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And we'll have you back on next week, talk about reverse mortgages and talk about refinancing. Those are two really important topics that we just didn't have enough time today to talk about. So thanks again for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you all next week. Hey, you know, just like Bruce and Ryan, I strive really, really hard to help my clients either sell or buy a home. So if you're interested in selling your home, just want you to know we are not like your regular real estate company out there. We don't charge a commission of 6%, which is the norm, and we don't charge an administration fee. We do a flat listing fee of $3,500. That's right. You heard it, $3,500. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is the truth. Go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out more about it. And for our buyers, we give 25% of our commission back to our buyers to go toward their closing costs. What other company does that? There isn't any. Again, go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out all about what we do. Or give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Again, our website is cityofcs.com. That's cityofcs.com. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, shoppe.com, and embrace the legacy. Hey, appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much. You have a wonderful weekend. Remember to arrive alive. Don't text and drive, folks. And always remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.